The firm Aeneid clad the Utah Natural History Museum in Salt Lake City in copper and zinc, ores that have been mined in the area for 150 years. And that also camouflaged the building against the Ochre Hills, so that you have a natural history museum that reflects the region's natural history. And when the Chinese Pritzker Prize winner Wang Xu was building a history museum in Ningbo, he didn't just create a wrapper for the past, he built memory right into the walls by using brick and stones and shingles salvaged from villages that had been demolished. Now, architects can use glass in equally lyrical and inventive ways. Here in New York, two buildings, one by Jean Nouvel and this one by Frank Gehry, face off across West 19th Street. And the play of reflections that they toss back and forth is like a symphony in light. But when a city defaults to glass as it grows, it becomes a hall of mirrors, disquieting and cold. After all, cities are places of concentrated variety, where the world's cultures and languages and lifestyles come together and mingle. So rather than encase all that variety and diversity in buildings of crushing sameness, we should have an architecture that honors the full range of the urban experience. Thank you.